You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We run into a lexical gap if we want to count all our nieces and nephews together with just one noun.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
And I've got 7 nieces and nephews and 1 on the way. It sure would be nice if there was a word that I could use to talk about all of them as one group.
That is so true. And you are not the only person who thinks it would be great to have a noun. I myself have 5 nieces and nephews, or I could say I have 5 nibblings.
Nibblings. Oh, I like it already. It's adorable.
That's a blend between niece slash nephew and sibling. In other words, your sibling's children. It is a lovely gender-neutral term in a place where we don't have a gender-neutral term. So we have nieces and nephews and no superordinate term in the way we have, for example, for grandmother and grandfather, we have grandparent.
Or cousins.
Now, cousins is interesting because there we have the gender-neutral cousin and no specific terms for a female cousin or a male cousin. They're just cousins. Aunt and uncle in English is also missing a superordinate. So you've got aunts and uncles, and you just have to count them as aunts and uncles. Now, nibbling, if you go to most standard dictionaries, you're not going to find it.
Oh.
I know, which for many people would say, well, is it a word? And the answer is if we all decide to use it and we know what it means, it's a word. According to the BBC, they had a wonderful story in 2004 about some school children in Somerset who were campaigning to get the word added to standard dictionaries. They were writing letters and talking to people. I would say clearly they haven't succeeded yet, since many of us have not heard of this word. It looks like the word has been in circulation for a few decades. If you look online, you can find it sometimes for dictionaries as a word that people are suggesting as a word that should get into dictionaries, that it's pending whether or not we're going to decide to let it in. Now, since we're talking about nibblings, let's talk about the word sibling. I had never really thought about this word. I went and looked it up in the OED. It's an old word, and it is sib, which in Old English meant related by blood or descent, and then ling, this little suffix ling, which is a person or thing associated with whatever word I'm attaching it to. That ling is still around in the language, something like earthling, underling, sapling.
Foundling. That's the one that comes to mind for me.
Absolutely. Foundling, those all are those ling words. So a sibling is a person who is related by blood or descent. Now, the way we use it now to refer to your brothers and sisters is actually relatively new. The OED cites that going back to 1903, coming out of, they say, chiefly cultural anthropology. The word itself is old, goes back to Old English, and meant just a relative. The specification to your brothers and sisters is the last 100 years or so.
That is really new. Well, Anne, I hope you get some time to dote on those darling little nibblings of yours.
You as well. Have a good weekend.
You too. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.